Now, you work in education. When you were a bairn and a younker yourself, did you get learnt about Scots in the schools?
No, not at all, not at all. It didn't exist. We were even taught that Gaelic was a dead language.
Scots.
Aye. And there was all the usual, of course, prejudice. Now, it's very easy to blame people now. But, you know, teachers at the time were victims of their own education, their own miseducation about uniformity. And it was not a time at all when diversity was encouraged or fostered in any way. In the 60s and the 70s, there was a, well, there was a misunderstanding about diversity. It was seen as a threat somehow, and there was a strong, you know, strong move to make everybody much the same. And there were things that seemed very natural nowadays that would horrify us nowadays, about the sexism and racism that was, and the ableism that was evident in education, but nobody thought anything about it because it seemed so normal. So I'm not saying it was, well, it was a vendetta against Scots, that is true, but it was from misguided people rather than bad people. I mean, they would correct the bairns for saying, aye, all this sort of nonsense and get a mistake about it. I mean, only 6 years ago, mind you, I heard someone in a school, I was working in a Fife, and a teacher asked the boy to come here, and the boy said, I'm coming the new. The teacher said, you're coming the now. And I had to laugh at the ignorance of, but, you know, it was that sort of innocent sort of ignorance of somebody thinking they're correcting somebody for speaking Scots, not realising they're doing the same thing themselves with different vowels.
So they're rectifying their pronunciation, but making the grammar.
They gave the game away themselves. But there is still discrimination there, and when I was a bairn, it came through mair because people haven't been educated or miseducated that way themselves, and also thinking they were helping the bairns by by hiding their roots, their background. You know, they really thought they were helping people. Now I hear the bairns coming in the first year now, and I'll talk to them about Scots, and they'll say that's slang. Now there's no point in getting angry with them because that's how they've been misinformed. But I don't think there's much excuse for that nowadays, because when I was at Jordan Hill 17 or 18 years ago, we got a very good lecture on what Scots actually was, and, you know, not to dismiss it and to let the bairns talk it and help them gain their self-confidence rather than destroy their self-esteem when they're just using the words they heard from their own mother.
Have you had money in lats yourself to use Scots in the classroom?
Well, I use it all the time.
Did you?
And nobody will stop me.
And is that used in a formal way with them?
No. No, it'd be quite informal. I'll talk about just get your books out instead of get your books out, you know.
So it's the medium of the class, aye. Regardless of what
regardless of the subject. I'm a German French teacher, so also I'm supposed to be teaching French and German all the time, which I do, and we speak in the target language most of the time. I'm not saying I would speak Scots in a way to make me sound ridiculous or anything, but informally I think it does help the atmosphere of the room, and I think it helps with discipline, the folk getting on the same level rather than that barrier being there between the teacher and the bairns. They'll pick up standard English in time. I never had any trouble learning standard English. It's an easy jump to make. But if we just let the bairns talk the way their mother talks to them, then they will pick up, they'll be confident in their own culture, and they will easily pick up standard English as well, because influences are all around them, in the textbooks and the television and the internet and the multimedia. They can't avoid learning standard English.
And do you still find the day you get an Aranebit teachers that still pitting people's books?
I'm sorry to say they are there, aye. There's no very much you can do about it. But, I do ask the bairns occasionally, Ken, you ever had lines for saying aye or whatever, or dinny, and they say aye, they have. There's nothing I can do about it, Ken. Somebody else is responsible for their discipline. But I just let them ken that when they apologise to me for talking Scots, I just let them ken, you'll never get around for me for talking your own tongue.
So what would your own position be on what the Stone and the Scot should be in the skills?
Well, I think we should have a standard grade or a higher, whatever, in Scots. I think that would help. I think the bairns shouldn't be corrected for talking their own tongue. They should be just allowed to do it. I say they will pick up standard English naturally. They will pick up other tongues naturally. That's the only two things I'd like to see. I say a formal examination and just the end of this agenda of belittling their home culture. Just let them talk how they want. If they didn't have Scots, if they're no fair Scots background, let them talk whatever they want. The teacher will understand them, wherever they come to. Mm-hmm. You know, but I didn't see what they should misguidedly correct them all the time for when you open their own mouth. It's not going to help their self-esteem, and it's not going to help them gain confidence in any other subject if they feel criticised every time they open their mouth.
Do you think that's a very interesting time for Scots and the skills?
Oh, aye, definitely. There's a better awareness now of homegrown cultures, if you like, Scots and Gaelic. So you have the General Teaching Council now, for example, formally recognising Scots. Their last magazine was all about Scots in the classroom. You're repeatedly hearing about schools in places like Angus or whatever, you know, that are encouraging Scots. And of course, there's actually Coup Project, which is coming to an end. But it's just a great thing that existed at all. Yeah. Because it was unimaginable when I was a bairn that there would be books in Scots for the bairns, nursery rhymes in Scots. It just wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. We were taught all different things, different rhymes, and not very much about our own culture. It's just about our culture is good. Everybody else's culture is good. It's just about the thing about equality, about not dismissing what anybody brings to the classroom in favour of the heritage somebody else brings us for our benefit. So they're very exciting times. There are changing ideas, definitely.
What do you make of the curriculum for excellence? We were speaking with Bodie and Fife about a week's sign about this, and he was quite toothy about it. He says there's just about nothing in it about Leeds at all.
Curriculum for excellence seems to be whatever anybody wants to say it is.
Correct.
It's a bit like the Bible in that way, you know. You pick the bits that you want and quote them, and they will stand. I'm sorry to say, primary teachers, some of them seem to like it, I'm told others don't. Secondary teachers certainly didn't ken what they're meant to do with. But having said that, the laws of physics didn't change. French irregular verbs will remain French irregular verbs. The sign rule will remain the sign rule. It doesn't matter, the curriculum for excellence will come and go like every initiative before it. What I would hope for, though, would be a better tolerance of all sections of society in Scotland, rather than any attempts to create uniformity. And that is, I believe that is in the curriculum for excellence. So it's up to us now to change society and welcome all parts of society.